you will hear someone called Kate Charters describing her career. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 2.
Well, as you know, I've been invited to the college today to give you some advice on careers in sales as you approach the end of your business courses. Most of what I've done has involved sales of one sort or another, and I thought I'd start by giving you a brief summary of my own career. My first job was with Business Traveller magazine, where I sold classified advertising over the phone. I did this for a year, coming to it from a business skills course I took. I had graduated with a degree in English, and I decided I'd better have some basic skills before throwing myself on the marketplace. So I did all the things I said I'd never do, like learning to type and do shorthand and so on. 3 years after that, having done various other sales jobs, I became a marketing coordinator with Soundcraft Electronics. We made sound mixing equipment for recording studios. This was a terrific job. I started as assistant to the chairman, and I basically created my own job, which involved dealing with the advertising and promotional side too. Then I joined the company I now work for, VizNews. It is a major global television news gathering organisation based in London, with branches all over the world. I joined as a marketing executive in their film library. We have a huge archive of videotape and newsreel films, going back to the very beginning of motion pictures. My job was to increase revenues from the archive through usage fees. After a short while, I helped to start a new department which was producing and selling videos for the retail market, what we call sell-through programming. These would be documentaries that people would buy, so they would usually have a special interest theme. And, of course, they'd make extensive use of our archives. VizNews Video eventually had 11 titles, which we sold at retail outlets and through direct marketing techniques. I was headhunted away from this to join Castle Communications, where my job was to sell feature films on video to the rental and sell-through markets. My job was to come up with ways to inspire our sales force to move the merchandise. I was also responsible for developing side deals. One time, we worked a deal with a major theme park where we used the venue for a launch event and carried a promotion for the park on the front of the video. Meanwhile, the park cross-promoted the video on site. I was with Castle for a year, then I rejoined VizNews as a sales coordinator in the Special Locations Department, which is the operation I now head. The job involves some travel. Last week I was in Spain, calling on several of our clients and building our relationships. A few months ago I spent a week in Moscow. And what do I do? Well, I run the department that offers camera crews, editing facilities and satellite technology to broadcasters and video production companies worldwide. I have 6 sales coordinators working with me. I think as you go through your career, it's very important to have a mentor. I've been lucky to have the advice of a man who works in a PR agency I dealt with when I was first at VizNews. Over the years, just having someone to talk to as I contemplated moves or wanted to discuss career activities has been tremendously helpful. He's always been interested in what I've been doing and very supportive. I've valued his advice most highly. Okay, before we move on to my next topic, have you...
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Well, as you know, I've been invited to the college today to give you some advice on careers in sales as you approach the end of your business courses. Most of what I've done has involved sales of one sort or another, and I thought I'd start by giving you a brief summary of my own career. My first job was with Business Traveller magazine, where I sold classified advertising over the phone. I did this for a year, coming to it from a business skills course I took. I had graduated with a degree in English, and I decided I'd better have some basic skills before throwing myself on the marketplace. So I did all the things I said I'd never do, like learning to type and do shorthand and so on. 3 years after that, having done various other sales jobs, I became a marketing coordinator with Soundcraft Electronics. We made sound mixing equipment for recording studios. This was a terrific job. I started as assistant to the chairman, and I basically created my own job, which involved dealing with the advertising and promotional side too. Then I joined the company I now work for, VizNews. It is a major global television news gathering organisation based in London with branches all over the world. I joined as a marketing executive in their film library. We have a huge archive of videotape and newsreel films going back to the very beginning of motion pictures. My job was to increase revenues from the archive through usage fees. After a short while, I helped to start a new department which was producing and selling videos for the retail market, what we call sell-through programming. These would be documentaries that people would buy, so they would usually have a special interest theme. And, of course, they'd make extensive use of our archives. VizNews Video eventually had 11 titles, which we sold at retail outlets and through direct marketing techniques. I was headhunted away from this to join Castle Communications, where my job was to sell feature films on video to the rental and sell-through markets. My job was to come up with ways to inspire our sales force to move the merchandise. I was also responsible for developing side deals. One time, we worked a deal with a major theme park where we used the venue for a launch event and carried a promotion for the park on the front of the video. Meanwhile, the park cross-promoted the video on site. I was with Castle for a year, then I rejoined VizNews as a sales coordinator in the Special Locations Department, which is the operation I now head. The job involves some travel. Last week I was in Spain, calling on several of our clients and building our relationships. A few months ago, I spent a week in Moscow. And what do I do? Well, I run the department that offers camera crews, editing facilities, and satellite technology to broadcasters and video production companies worldwide. I have 6 sales coordinators working with me. I think as you go through your career, it's very important to have a mentor. I've been lucky to have the advice of a man who works in a PR agency I dealt with when I was first at VizNews. Over the years, just having someone to talk to as I contemplated moves or wanted to discuss career activities has been tremendously helpful. He's always been interested in what I've been doing and very supportive. I've valued his advice most highly. Okay, before we move on to my next topic, have you any...
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.